There is nobody on this planet is going to make me think that this is a coaching staff that has the knowledge to bring these kids up to a championship level. Now, why does it have to come down to the fourth quarter where everything is a struggle? Folks, not one time did we try to go into the end zone and score a touchdown. For God's sakes, we won three games. What are you thinking about? When you're down in the red zone on a 15-yard line and you don't try to put seven on the board, that's not coaching to me. That's stupidity. I don't give a damn what anybody says.
There you go. There's our boy, OB,
Ed Obradovich.
Hey, I got a most amazing statistic for you.
Uh-oh. Mind-baffling? Mind-boggling, I guess is the word.
This is mind-boggling.
Boggling.
After the Bears' loss yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and all of the subsequent games were played yesterday and last night,
mm-hmm.
the Bears now, and only now for the first time, have been deemed ineligible for postseason play.
How is that possible?
Mathematically, I think realistically, back to week three, they've eliminated themselves.
Yes, I believe that's true. But
mathematically versus realistically.
But mathematically, now what? Now, how many bankruptcies are included in that? I mean, you'd have to have. I mean, I don't understand.
Oh, the list would. I mean,
what were the chances?
You would have multiple teams have to lose out the rest of the year, like a whole lot of teams lose out. I don't know what the percentage was, but I'm sure it was 1-2%, something crazy like that.
And what's even more crazy is that was a winnable game against.
Oh, they played okay yesterday. On the road against the Detroit Lions, who are fighting for a playoff spot themselves.
Helped themselves a long way toward one yesterday by winning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there actually was some good stuff out in Frisco. The Jets came back and beat the 49ers, which gave the Jets of their fourth win. So they're 4-9.
Yeah.
They have the fifth draft spot right now. The Bears are fourth at 3-10. So
we're liking that.
Mm-hmm. That was a good comeback for mm-hmm. the New York Jets.
Yes.
But Matt Barkley, you kind of like what you see, right?
You know, I was listening to the Hamp and OB show, and people were calling in saying that maybe you don't look at him as a starter, but that he's picking up a lot of love, and a lot of people are looking at this guy as the real deal.
It was sort of refreshing to hear him after the game talk about. He was pretty honest and candid. He was frustrated. He said, look, we need to make plays. He didn't call any individual out, but he was referring again to some drop passes
mm-hmm.
and to some. This team finds ways to lose. Good teams find ways to win. The Patriots late in games, they make things happen. They don't make it harder for themselves. The Bears made it almost impossible for themselves when Matt Barkley throws two big passes, and they're both brought back by holding calls by the offensive line. It's just
right.
They seem to be finding different ways to lose each week. And, again, a ton of penalties from the Bears. That always, you look at coaches and staffs and the sort of discipline a team has when they're coming out there and stupid plays like that, a holding call, when all they needed was a field goal late, and he had them in position for that, but they both brought back by holding calls. So overall, I mean, I thought Matt Barkley played pretty well, but yeah, OB and them, I turned them on right after the game, and I wish
mm-hmm.
the Bears were as good at football as those guys are at hosting a Bears postgame show.
Yeah, there were a lot of pounding on the table when we're talking about drop passes. I noticed that. There was a lot of that.
There was. I thought the frustration OB has towards the offense is valid. Mm-hmm. I actually think the defense, I mean, they're in the top 10 in the league.
They were seventh going into yesterday.
They've played well.
Yeah, they have. And you know, listen, Matthew Stafford, not Rob Stafford. Rob Stafford's a Channel 5.
Both Matthew great Stafford's arms, in, though. It,
right, in Detroit.
Rob Stafford, a cannon.
Matthew Stafford is a, you know, this guy's an elite quarterback in the NFL. He is. I mean, he's one of those guys that is right up there. He's probably, you know, top 5-6 in the league in terms of his stats. So that's the problem is he's not had a lot of people around him to help. I mean, he had Megatron for years, and that was very helpful to him. Now Anquan Boldin certainly is helping him, but this is a guy that is always going to be tough. He's always going to be hard on you. And they don't have the running game that they once had either. So it's really all on him. And look at how well they have done this year. So I really hope this is one of those moments as a Bears fan. It's the worst thing that you can say as a Bears fan.
Hmm.
This is like those scenes where, like, you know, guys are going across the desert and then the one guy falls and you go, just go on without me. I'll just hold you back. Right. That's what's happening here as a Bears fan. I'm looking at at Minnesota and Detroit. And I'm going, just go on without me. Win the Super Bowl.
Tell my mom I love her.
Yeah. Just represent the NFC North. Just go.
Well, this will be the third straight season the Bears have finished dead last in the NFC North.
Right.
Three seasons in a row now.
I know.
Dead last.
It's not okay. Tradition.
And I was,
yeah, it's a new sort of tradition in Dallas Hall. Tradition of losing.
It is really horrifying and awful. It's as bad as it gets. And the thing is, and I do, I mean, it is fun to see Detroit. I would love to see Detroit play well and go on to. I don't know that they're quite the caliber that they need to be, but it would be fun to see them do well because that's a franchise that has not had a ton of success.
Yeah, and again, as you mentioned, Ro, I'll give Matthew Stafford some credit. Without Calvin Johnson this year, he's still putting up huge numbers. So that offense is always a little dangerous with Stafford there, but good for them.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like that long ago when the Lions were the bottom. You know, they were just horrible for years, and they've sort of been on and off and have done some Detroit Lions-y things by blowing games late in the season to drive themselves out of a postseason appearance. But it wasn't long ago where this was sort of reversed. The Bears were near the top during the Brian Urlacher, Lovie Smith days, and that seems like a long time ago now. We're two coaching staffs away.
Yeah.
And again, be careful what you wish for. People wanted Lovie Smith out of town after he had this. It was a steady.
I disagreed with that, by the way.
So did I. It was a steady franchise. It never really was a disaster of a season, and we saw quickly when Mark Trestman took over how important a coaching staff is, and Mark Trestman lost the locker room. He lost Halas Hall, and the play was absolutely atrocious on the field. What they have now, I wouldn't say as bad as those Trestman days, but under Ryan Pace and John Fox, the Bears are now 9-20.
Right. I'd take 10-6 over 9-20.
Yes. Yes, I would.
To go back to the Lovie days.
Too.
Yeah. You know, Lovie got fired for going 10-6.
Right.
For winning 10 games.
I know.
Yeah. And they did miss the postseason that year, but it's 10 wins.
Right.
And that seems like the Bears are a far way away from another 10-win season. Although I think there is some glimmer of hope with some Jordan Howard, the front seven. The defense played really well, but they need playmakers in the secondary, and they need playmakers on offense. But at this point, it's really
and Leonard
just,
Floyd is great.
Yeah,
Leonard Floyd is great.
Landed that pick there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done really well. He's probably had one of the best defensively rookie seasons in all of football. He has. So,
and if their receivers come back healthy, if Kevin White actually ever comes back, I feel like we have to send like Babe Ruth to the hospital with Kevin White. Like, hey kid, I'm gonna go hit a home run for you. Maybe you'll get out of this bed and walk again. It's kind of the way. Kind of
inspiration.
It's kind of the way I look at Kevin White. And Alshon Jeffrey comes back from his suspension, right?
He's back this week, which is huge, I think, because then it gives you a chance to see
a guy who can catch a ball.
A guy that can catch a ball from Matt Barkley. I mean, you look at the last two, again, finding ways to lose games. The Chicago Bears, you look at the last 2 weeks, if Alshon Jeffrey's not suspended, maybe he catches the ball in the end zone against the Titans a couple weeks ago. Maybe he catches a ball across the middle on fourth down instead of dropping it like Josh Bellamy. So these are just...
Josh Bellamy can't catch a cold.
It's
My social media posts like lit up about Bellamy. People are so angry.
I think it just shows the depth of this team where Josh Bellamy's a really good special teams player, but you probably don't want him running the amount of routes he is per game. Maybe a few here and there, some five receiver packages. But he just is not an NFL caliber hands-wise receiver. Although John Fox loves him. He says he would take 20 of them.
Yeah, right.
Which I think is why they have three wins this year.
Right. Exactly right. I mean, it makes Devin Hester.
Right. And the thing with
look
Bellamy,
like Jerry Rice. I mean, that's the problem.
Bellamy has done a pretty good job of getting open, but in the NFL, if you're going to be a receiver, you're expected to catch the football.
Well, they all have. I mean, right. The offensive scheme is interesting. It's actually pretty good. They run a lot of there's a lot of camouflage in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they do, and the receivers do get open. And quite honestly, Matt Barkley has played fairly well here, but I think that the pressure is off of him. But I'll say this. Matt Barkley throws a floater.
He does.
That is not going to serve you well in the NFL. If it's a ball that people have to look at their watch to wait for it to arrive, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, and I haven't decided yet if that's specifically an arm strength issue or if that's just his style, because there's some throws where he's made a couple. It's nothing like Jay Cutler's arm, but Jay Cutler has a once in a lifetime caliber arm,
right,
although
he
throws the ball to the wrong guy sometimes.
That's true.
That's his issue.
Wrong jersey, wrong shirts. That's the problem.
Hey, look, I can get it right between that guy's first and second finger. Watch this. Wrong guy.
That's not where we wanted
to go. That's
a
problem, man.
But he threw it hard.
Yeah, he did. All right. That was very well done. So, in other words, there's still hope if we for the number three draft pick.
I would say to entertain yourselves. They have a top three. They could get the third pick if Jacksonville wins So, we're Jaguar fans the next few weeks here.
Well, that's good to know.
If you want to go that route. Although it is hard, even though deep down you know the Bears should lose, when kickoff starts, you sit down and watch.
You can't root against them.
Go right back to Bears fandom, and I think that's fine. Enjoy it. But
all right.
For dignity's sake, right?
Yes, right. Correct.
Although I will say this, that kid from Michigan, man.
Jabril, he would be perfect, and that's exactly what they need, a safety that can make plays, and that's the kind of player he is.
Two-way player. Guy that all of a sudden you throw him in on special teams,
return
kicks, or you throw him in a crazy wildcat situation, all of a sudden he's taking a snap or he's lining up as a receiver.
He's a fun player to watch.
Yeah. You just an all-around football player.
He sure is.
Shh.
Feel how it's breaking down Michigan University football players.
They wear green, right?
Yeah, okay. Don't worry. Just let her do the traffic. Let her do what she does.
Red?
Let her do what she does moderately well. Let her do the WGN traffic trouble spots.